Let us pray. Holy One, we come to listen for your voice, to hear your word in our hearts, and to live it out with grace. Bless us that we may hear and be changed, and that we may live by your Spirit in us, as sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen. Please join me in a reading from 1 Corinthians. We do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as our sovereign. We are one another's servants for Jesus' sake.
The glory of God, face of Jesus Christ, will shine in our own faces as well.
But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us.
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We have difficulties, but we do not despair.
We are opposed, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed.
We bear in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that in our bodies the life of Jesus may thrive.
So death is at work in us, but life in you.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Mark 3. Jesus entered a house. A crowd gathered again so that it was impossible for him and his followers even to eat. His mother and brothers arrived. They stood outside and sent word to him, calling for him. A crowd was seated around him, and those sent to him said, "Look, your mother, brothers, and sisters are outside looking for you."
Jesus, it's your mother. We're here and we can't get in.
Yo, Jesus, come on, bro. We're trying to get in to see you.
Jesus, your family is trying to get in to see you.
Jesus, your family's here.
Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?
Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother.
This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I know how important family is to so many of you. I see you travel great distances to visit your family. I see you spend a great deal of time and energy and money caring for family members who need it. I see you agonizing over family members who need help that you can't help as much as you want to. I see you extending yourself in so many ways for your families that it's really clear that for so many of you, you would do anything for your families. In Jesus' time, it was even more so. Family was absolutely the most important thing. It was your sense of identity. It was your sense of place in the community. Jesus wasn't just Jesus. He was Jesus, son of Joseph. Your family was your status. Your family was your place of belonging. It was your security. There was no Social Security, no Medicare, Medicaid, no Council on Aging, no pension fund. You just had your family. And if you didn't have family, you had nothing. That's why God is always so concerned in the Bible for orphans and widows. Because you have to have family. So imagine how crazy it is, how rude and audacious of Jesus to be so cavalier, as she just was, to just shrug and say, oh, my family is, you know, whoever does God's will. It sounds like Jesus is sort of dismissing his family. But he's actually enlarging it. What he's saying is that solidarity, that loyalty you feel to your family, that is due to everybody else too. You don't get to draw the circle quite so small. We're all family. Every family has its dysfunctions. Some of them get pretty serious. There are fights, there are misunderstandings, there's mental illness. There are all kinds of things that break apart families, that make it hard to be family. And yet, time and time again, in most families, people roll their eyes and say, yep, he's crazy, but he's my brother. Yep, she's difficult, but she's my sister. Yeah, this is hard, but it's my family. I'm going to do this. That's what Jesus is inviting us to treat the whole world like. That we have that kind of loyalty, that kind of obligation, that kind of connection with everybody, not just with the people in our household. You might think that it's what it means to be a Christian is to believe certain things, but Jesus keeps saying over and over again that what it is treating people in certain ways. That's how we be Christians. We treat people with that kind of love and solidarity. The youth and some of their friends who have just read us the gospel story want to sing a song that happens to be just about that. And they'll sing a couple verses and then put your finger in the black hymnal because they're going to want you to come join in the last couple verses, number 22-23. That's one side of the coin. There's another side. Not only is Jesus expanding the circle of our obligation and responsibility, He's also expanding the circle of our belonging. We carry with us such a cynical attitude a lot of times that the world is full of strangers, and if you give them a chance, they will hurt you. And Jesus invites us to think of the world in a completely different way. The world is full of your sisters and brothers. Give them a chance, and they will love you. No matter how far you go, you will be among sisters and brothers. So our high school graduates who graduate this weekend, Andre and Michaela and Margaret, will head off out into the world. And Megan can tell them, no matter how far you go, you're still connected. You are still among sisters and brothers. This is the promise that God wants for all of us. No matter how far you go, you are still at home. Time after time, we come to this table. We gather around this kitchen table with Jesus, and He reestablishes us as family and reminds us there are all these people that you can't not love. And there are all these people that you can't not receive love from. We all belong. Jesus expands our notion of heaven till it includes earth itself. And wherever we are, whoever we're with, always, we are home. We are beloved. We belong. This is the good news. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we pray that always we will know that we are loved. Even as Roman babbles in the front row and is surrounded by people who love him, may we know always that we are at home in you, among sisters and brothers, our beloved, your beloved, whom we might love and who will love us. Yes, it is good. God, we thank you for your love. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings. To be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice. And for the courage to trust your deep desire for us. Surrendering everything to your love. To live in harmony with your grace. Amen.